What I want to think about today is how do we really love like Jesus? What does that look like when it comes to your life and when it comes to my life? What does it mean to live and experience and to share in some ways outrageous love when we see the way that Jesus loved and the way that Jesus interacted with people? And also the commands that Jesus gives us in order that we live the best life. And everybody gets the best experience if we all live this out together. What does it mean to really love like Jesus and do it like he said we should? And do it like he did? And it might seem like a wee bit of an obvious question. You're thinking, right, John, well, we kind of get it. We know what we should be doing to love other people. But it's a wee bit harder in practice, isn't it? Sometimes, depending on who it is, depending on the circumstance, depending what's going on. But the verses I want to look at today, that we're going to just reflect on for a few minutes, is from John chapter 13. And Jesus says these words, and I want you to listen to these words this morning, but I want us to think about, what does this mean? How do I live this out? What's the reality of this in my day-to-day? What's this going to look at with my family, with my colleagues, with my friends? What is that love going to look like at all times? Because Jesus says these words, John 13, 34 and 35, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. How? If you love one another. We heard it repeated multiple times in these two short verses. A command, a direction, an instruction in what's expected today. If we say we love God, then what Jesus said here is, well, people will be able to identify my followers. People will see your authentic, genuine and intentional love for others and for everybody else, that it would be a love that would be so contagious because it's experienced. People couldn't miss it. People would want to connect with you and would want to connect with me when they want to know and experience the real love of God. Because Jesus says to them, love one another. Jesus says to us today, love one another. That's how people are going to see the reality of the faith that you claim that you live and the relationship that you have with Jesus. That's what that's by this all men will know that you're my disciples. That's what people are going to see. That's going to be the evidence of real love, God's love in action in my life and in yours today. That's going to be the reality of it. We read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, the whole concept that no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. So there has to be something that happens. If you know the love of God, the other people will know the love of God just because you're experiencing it and knowing it and passing it on. And one of the things that's really important to recognize, folks, right, is that when Jesus says these words, he says, a new command I'm giving you. It wasn't a new suggestion. It wasn't, if you're up for this, let's try it and see how it works out. No, he said, a new command I am giving you. What he's saying is, this isn't optional. This isn't something that you can say, oh, well, I'm just going to ignore that bit, depending on the people that are in my life and the people that are around me. What he says is, it's a command. It's direct from Jesus. It's definitely not a suggestion. But it shows you what he says in this wee verse is, I want you to love one another as I have loved you. I've demonstrated what it means to love. I've demonstrated what it means to reach out and touch the lives of people that often no one else would touch. I've demonstrated and shown you that I will teach anybody. I'd love to see anybody transformed through the love that God has for them. And this was repeated three times, love one another. Let me ask you a question before we go any further. How good are you at loving the people around you? Then you might say, John, I'm actually all right with that with the folks at a link. But it's a wee bit more complicated with the people that are maybe a wee bit more challenging. Is that a kinder way of saying the folks you don't link? But you get it. We can love the people that we really love, and we can pour out, and we can be extravagant, we can show them outrageous love. But when it comes to loving others, is my authentic, genuine, and intentional love for God something that people can feel no matter who they are, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation? Will my love for God today and your love for God today display the foundation of who we are? That's what everything is built upon. We think about these verses a lot where it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's connected. And that's why, as I come and I tell you all the time, you're loved. I think it's a good reminder to think, what is the foundation of where my love comes from, and what's that going to look like as well? It's not just enough to say, I love you, or repeat, I love you. It's how do we live it? And that'll be different for everybody in the room, I suppose, when it comes to practically. But from a heart position and a mind position, it can be the foundation of where we go. What Jesus says here might seem like a simple command. It's three words, right? It's not that complicated. Love one another. Right, John, we get it. Let's just close in prayer. Let's get an early finish. But that's why I ask you, how good are you at this? How good am I at this? On a day-to-day. With the people in my life, the people in your life, can they see the real love of God in and through us? Lived out. Real. Tangible. Life-changing. You see, when you know that you're loved, it does change the dynamic of your day and the response that you give. And that's why I think that as we come today and Jesus says, you must love one another, we need to get better at it. We need to get creative in it. We need to understand, what does that look like? Because if I'm going to love you with the love that God has given me, that needs to be a love that it's a love that has everything. It's going to take continual communication. It's going to have a continual conversation. And when you know the heart of the people that love you, it changes how you accept what they say to you, doesn't it? If somebody that you love and somebody that you know loves you back says something to you, maybe points something out in your life, recognizes something that maybe needs to change, something that's going to cause you difficulty down the line, and when they come to you and say, listen, I want to tell you this because I love you, but I'm noticing this, and you might have to change this or tweak this or stop this or whatever it might be, you might take that totally different to somebody that you come along and you think, that person really doesn't like me. Where is this coming from? Is that criticism? Is that something just to knock me down, to take me out? And that can be almost the extremes that we have as we think about the idea of having this love for one another. Because sometimes Jesus had to be direct. Sometimes Jesus had to be deliberate. And the discussion that he had with people wouldn't have been the most comfortable conversations. But it came from a total place of love. And people would have known his heart. And I think that should be the model for each one of us as we try and love one another today. I think that should be the model of Jesus. I think we should be able to be loved into positive discipleship and action. We should be loved into a real experience of freedom. And we should be loved into a total transformation that can only come from God. Nobody else will get the credit for it. Nobody else gets the reward. Only God. I want us to experience a love in this place that motivates encouragement, that motivates sacrifice and selflessness, that motivates other people as they look in and go, what is it that that person's got that I don't have? Then they would recognize that it's a love that comes from God, and it's an extravagant and an outrageous. It's a love with everything. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 tells us the extent of that love. And I believe that as we hear how God loves us, that's how we should love each other. 1 John 3 and 1 says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. We read that in 1 John chapter 4. And it's interesting that the word lavished, I just think that's a really expressive word. It's just like, seems like everything. I'm going to pour it out, and I'm going to pour it out, and I'm going to pour it out. I'm going to